You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Now, the global markets have been quite a bit of a mess of late with all of the developments happening around the world. And with all of these developments and all of these uncertainties, it has become even more difficult to take a look at how some of these trends that have been unfolding can affect long-term strategies. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Alan Gray, Jiten Pillay, to take a look at this and see how we can best navigate the space. Jiten, thanks so much for taking the time. Always lovely to chat to you. When we look at South Africa as a starting point, as an investment case, South African equity markets have had quite the rally of late. They've performed quite strongly over the last 6 months if we're comparing them to other global markets and other global peers. What seems to be driving that sentiment at the moment?
Good evening, Jimmy. You're quite right. You know, the Aussies had a very, very strong, you know, start to the year, up 17% in rands, and actually, you know, for the first time in a while, those returns are even higher in dollars, because the rand has strengthened. So, you know, the kind of the dollar returns, you know, you're looking at kind of plus 24. You know, to your point, what's been driving it? It's a mixture of things. You know, I think if we're looking at the local market, we probably have to give a mention to precious metals and mining. You know, that sector, effectively gold and PGM miners, which have been very strong for the first 6 months of the year. You know, we're talking kind of almost 80% type total returns for the first 6 months. So I think that by far has been kind of a big, you know, a big driver of local market returns. But then, you know, there have been other contributors, you know, thereafter. Things like Naspers Prosus, which is, you know, kind of the two big shares with big weightings in the index, those shares have been fairly strong. And then, you know, some of the more old school, a little bit more boring businesses, you know, if we think of consumer staple companies like British American Tobacco and AB InBev, you know, also kind of holding their own for the first 6 months of the year with some pretty strong returns, both in rands and in dollars.
Now, Jiten, it hasn't always been sunshine and roses for this year. There's been a lot of volatility. There's been a lot of uncertainty. There's been a lot of market concern around various things that have been developing. How do you look at all of those developments and start to pick out what is going to be here for the long term in terms of trends and conversations, and what is something that is potentially a blip in the radar when we're looking at overall market sentiment and the overall bigger picture?
Yeah, it's a great question, but because, you know, I think when you're in the chaos and you're in the noise, it's very difficult to know up front exactly, you know, what is going to kind of move the market on a longer term basis versus what is, you know, short term noise. And I think the last 3 months in particular, you know, if we think Liberation Day, almost twice collapse of the GNU, you know, kind of the escalating tensions in the Middle East and then somewhat de-escalation thereafter. You know, there are many other things that have happened in the last 3 months. You know, to your point, I think they have immediate term impacts on markets in terms of market participants reacting to that. But to your point, you know, I think what we try to do is, you know, we don't try to forecast these trends, but we do try to be on the right side of them longer term. And, you know, we often take a step back when these things are happening and just try to think, you know, what are the long term implications for the portfolios? You know, putting all of that together, I think we then look at the assets that are out there and the kind of prices that we're paying for them. So, you know, while the future is uncertain, you know, we try to kind of look at, you know, are things more risky or less risky than they were? And then what have valuations done relative to that? I think that's how we try to sift out, you know, short-term noise from long-term structural challenges.
Jiten, some of these structural challenges and the noise that we see and some of the challenges that businesses face is things that are isolated to a business or isolated to a particular sector. And one then has to look at particular players in that space. I mean, if I think about something like an AB InBev that operates very clearly in the alcohol space, and you're seeing a lot of developments that have taken place over the last couple of years, just this week as well. I mean, they've been having a conference around the illicit alcohol market and its impact on their businesses. When you start to look at some of those challenges that are isolated to specific businesses, does that affect your outlook on that sector or on that business in any way?
Yeah, and I think AB InBev is a good example because, you know, if we think towards the end of last year and certainly the kind of earlier part of this year, you know, there was lots of noise or concern on, for example, young people drinking less, or the kind of impact of weight loss drugs and what does that do to, well, alcohol consumption, but just about consumption of every other, you know, fast moving consumer good. You know, are people substituting, especially in America, you know, towards cannabis, for example, instead of alcohol? Yeah, you know, so I think the way we've tried to approach these challenges is to, you know, look at the data. You know, if we look at the underlying data, you know, for example, AB InBev, I mentioned, you know, just one example of young people drinking less, perhaps. And when we dig into the data, we can see actually, and I think this is obvious to most people that have kids or maybe are around young people, they tend to be getting out of home later in life. So the result is, yes, as a result, when they're at home, or, you know, they haven't quite entered adulthood yet, perhaps those drinking habits are kind of much less than their predecessors. But from the data we can see, as an example, you know, when those young adults effectively go out into the world, start buying property, start kind of getting a job, you know, those habits return to what we would expect. So, you know, just one example of, you know, something that certainly was a lot of noise in the media, but, and don't get me wrong, is certainly a risk. But when you go to the underlying data, you know, you can get a bit more confidence to confirm that short-term signal.
Sifting through the noise is important when looking at long-term decision making, especially in these volatile times we find ourselves in. If you want to catch up on any of the other conversations that Jiten has had around some of these companies that he's been looking at, Alan Gray has a really great podcast that's out on all of their platforms. Jiten was in one of the latest episodes around some of the discussion points and the topics that we've just discussed. So if you want to catch up on that, be sure to visit them there. Jiten, thanks so much for the time. We'll leave this conversation on that particular note. Jiten Pillay, portfolio manager at Alan Gray, joining us to take a look at the enduring trends and how they affect long-term wealth strategies.
The segment was brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
With over 5 decades of investing experience, Alan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Alan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.